Astroline, the official off-season hot stove show for your Houston Astros.
We have Jeff Luno here in the heat of hot stove.
Listen in as Steve Sparks and Robert Ford host an hour-long show.
I'm joined tonight by someone who really doesn't need any introduction.
With your favorite Astros of today and yesterday.
Left-handed pitcher Dallas Keuchel.
Carlos Correa.
George Springer.
Let's give a warm Astroline welcome to Lance Berkman.
Astroline, this fall, right here on the Houston Astros Radio Network.
1-1. Runner is going. Pitches a strike. Thrown into second by Castro. And it's in time. Alcantara is thrown out. And that is the ball game. The Houston Astros hold on to defeat the Oakland A's 6-5. And they sweep the three-game series. Astros going 5-1 on their six-game West Coast trip.
It's been a clutch road trip for the Astros. You mentioned 5 out of 6 on this road trip. Now 10 games. Over 500 for the Astros at 81-71, and the Astros really go home with momentum.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Astros getting set to take on the Angels and coming off a really good road trip against Seattle and Oakland, winning all but one of the six games and sweeping a series from the A's. And I mean, it's what you need to do this time of year when you're fighting for a playoff spot.
Yeah, you know, you feel like you have to be perfect, and we almost were on the road trip. I mean, it was six really good games. We had one mishap in Seattle, but won a couple close games, came from behind a couple times. We started to pitch better, which always makes me feel better in the manager's seat, and had some timely hitting. So, you know, to go into those two cities, to come away 5-1, put ourselves in a position to have 10 games left, still within range to make the playoffs with a good run here, makes me pretty confident.
And a big reason for the win yesterday in Oakland, the two home runs for Evan Gattis, giving him 30 on the year, 100 for his career. And I don't think enough can be said about the job that he has done transitioning back to catcher this year and going back and forth between that and DHing and still producing.
Yeah, he's doing a little bit of everything better this year. You know, to have 30 home runs and less at-bats, less plate appearances, he's been very productive. He's hit anywhere from fourth in the lineup to ninth in the lineup. He's caught quite a bit this year. He's really embraced sort of the new role, so to speak, for him of being the catcher DH, you know, hitting all over the batting order. But this last 3 weeks has been pretty remarkable how much power he's provided, the stability in the 5 or 6 hole wherever I've put him. And then yesterday, obviously, the two big home runs to stretch our lead and then ultimately stretch our lead again to the point where we needed it.
Now, Ken Giles unavailable after pitching the previous 2 days and having a really tough save on Tuesday night. But kind of the luxury you have with this bullpen is not only is it a very good bullpen, but you also have other guys with closing experience. And so you're able to go to Will Harris in the eighth, Lou Gregerson in the ninth, and really could have been interchangeable based on their experience.
Yeah, I mean, at the back end, when we get the game shortens when we get to the back end, and we feel good about Harris, feel good about Gregerson, great about Giles. The middle guys don't get enough credit with Hoyt and Neshek. You know, we're going to need Tony Sipp to get some guys out. Gustave and Feliz are going to get mixed back in there again because, you know, I am wearing these guys out because we're playing so many close games and every game is a playoff game for us. But they keep responding with zeros, and it's easy for me to put them back out there.
One guy who's been missing for pitching-wise has been Lance McCullers, has been out with the elbow issue, but some good news on him.
Yeah, excited to say that he threw a bullpen today for the first time. Got off the mound, you know, threw for a normal bullpen, really, for him, mixing in his fastball and his changeup. So, you know, that's the next step in whatever's next for him. It was good to see him active and feeling free and being able to let loose a little bit and look like a pitcher again. So it doesn't mean anything in terms of timeline or what, you know, what's ahead. We're not really sure, but we know that this step was an important step. How he feels tomorrow is going to be an important step, and just nice to see him back off the mound again.
Taking on an Angels team that you're 11-1 against, you've won 11 straight, and even still, I mean, you got seven games with them down the stretch, starting with the 4 in this series here at home. But obviously, they're not just going to roll over and play dead for you. You're still going to have to go out there and try and win.
Yeah, no, they're not an easy team to match up against. I mean, they still have Mike Trout, they still have Albert Pujols, Cole Calhoun will be in there at some point. Escobar is a good player. You know, their pitching's been beat up a little bit, and they've had some injuries. They've made some trades. So they're a little bit different to match up against, but I won't feel any better that we're 11-1 when Mike Trout comes up, and we have to find a way to navigate the middle of their order and let some of their smaller guys at the back end of their lineup have to beat you. But we've had success against them. We have a lot of confidence against them. They will play fundamental baseball. They'll manufacture some runs if you don't control the running game a little bit. So still a tough matchup. Play one game at a time. We do have seven against them, so we'll get to know them quite cozy the next week or so.
AJ Hinch, thanks for joining us.
Got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
The rebuilding that started when owner John McMullen put the Astros up for sale in 1991 paid good dividends in 94, 95, and 96. The team finished second each year, but a late collapse in 96 cost Terry Collins his job. I was named the new manager of the Astros, and we had another good year, thanks in large part to Jeff Bagwell. On this day, September 22nd, he gave me a wonderful 51st birthday present by going 2-for-2 with 3 walks. He also stole his 30th base in the first inning, becoming the first Astros player to reach 30 home runs and 30 steals in a single season. Billy Smyers got the game-winning hit, and Billy Wagner picked up the save. We didn't get a lot better in 97, but did win the division. We got a lot better in 1998.
Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks. My guest today is Tony Kemp. Just ahead of 10 games left, you guys right in the mix. And Tony, last couple of games, 3 extra base hits. You're right in the mix of it. That's got to be a lot of fun for you to be a catalyst.
Yeah, it feels good just to be out there and help contributing the way you can. And it's a lot of fun being out there with the guys. We have a great clubhouse. And, you know, it really shows on the field, you know, how loose and relaxed we are. So, it's fun to go out there, and you know everyone's coming to the field with good attitudes and ready to compete each day.
Seems like you're ready every time you come off the bench or whatever's needed for you. What's the key for you as a pinch hitter, looking for the first fastball or just be ready and knowing what the guy has?
Well, yeah, knowing what the guy has, and you know that's your only opportunity. It might be your only at bat of the game, so really try to stay ahead in the count if you can. But it's tough, but I think what's really helped is, you know, going down and being able to stand in on the pitchers on days that I don't play, and being able to see, you know, the pitchers release arm angles. And at first I was doing the machine, and the machine was good, but it wasn't that live arm. So it was good to actually get a routine. And, you know, the more you come off the bench, the more comfortable you feel.
What have you learned about yourself this year? I mean, first time in the major leagues this year, knowing that you can compete against these guys now, what do you want to improve on, and what have you learned?
I think I figure that I'm pretty mentally strong. I think that's a good thing. You got to be in this game. You know, coming up through the minor leagues, you're just like, oh, you're mentally strong, you got to be strong. But, you know, I think that's one thing that I'm glad that I was, you know, really good at and really honed in my skills at that point. But I think that every day I just come to the field and try to learn. I try to ask Altuve. I bug him all the time, ask him all questions about hitting and fielding and everything. So he likes it. So I'm just trying to pick his brain every day. And I told him he has to sign a jersey for me at the end of the year. So so he's doing that. He's doing that today.
Who besides Altuve has helped you the most? I mean, I know the transition to the outfield for you. Who's helped you out there?
I'm going to have to say Colby. I've gotten this question probably like 8 or 9 times, and I say Colby every time. And he's just been a great presence, you know, a veteran leader in the clubhouse as well. And everything that he's taught me, you know, you try to just take bits and pieces and turn it into the game and see how it plays out. But he's been a tremendous help.
Tony Kemp is my guest today. And, Tony, what's the one thing you want to improve upon in the offseason more than anything? Is it strength, work on stamina, speed? What is it?
Yeah, it's a tough question. I actually just would like to get better in all parts of the game. And, you know, you never can be complacent in this game. You just got to make sure that you're always improving no matter what. So I think this offseason, just, you know, try to add little bits and pieces here and there and try to stay consistent.
And you want to keep the infield glove ready when you can, right? So you can play a bunch of positions.
Yeah. Just try not to be ever caught off guard and always be ready to go.
Last thing, you guys won it all last year with Fresno. Is that helpful, these last 10 games? Because you guys played meaningful games. No matter what level it's at, you guys played meaningful games. Is that helpful this time of year for you, you think?
Yeah, you know, I always mention the story about, you know, being there with John Singleton. Last year we were going through the playoff race in AAA, and he got drafted at high school, so he had never been in like a playoff-type setting. So he actually came to me for advice because, you know, through college you go through regionals, super regionals, you know, to make it to the College World Series. And so he asked me, you know, how do you prepare? And it's just another game, right? So you have to make sure that you just go out there and stay loose and treat it like just a normal game. And you just can't let the moment get too big, and just try to make sure you just stay in the moment.
But it is easier to focus, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a little easier to focus, but especially down this last stretch when you have something to play for, you can kind of see the guys come together and really push toward the end. And you know, I think that the most important thing is we really aren't paying attention to the standings. Cool. We're just trying to go out there and play one game at a time, one pitch at a time, and see where it takes us.
There you go. That's Tony Kemp. Tony, you're in there tonight, so go tear him up, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, on your radio, the Houston Astros Radio Network.